Welcome to another episode of PEM Currents, the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Sobolewski, and today we're going to be talking about status epilepticus, specifically in patients older than 1 month of age. The considerations in neonates are certainly different. Status epilepticus can be caused by any number of things, and I'm not going to be talking about etiology or pathophysiology. We're really going to be talking specifically about the management of seizures that just don't want to stop. So status epilepticus is defined as persistent seizure activity or intermittent activity without return to a baseline between episodes that last for greater than 5 minutes. The first things you're going to want to do are the basics. Establish their ABCs, maintaining the airway, provide supplemental oxygen, support ventilation as needed, and often this includes adjunct devices such as nasal trumpets or oral airways and bag mass ventilation. You're going to want to monitor the patient closely, and if you've got it, end-tidal carbon dioxide, a fantastic way to look at their respiratory status. Immediately, as soon as possible, start to obtain intravenous or intraosseous access, get a fasting blood sugar, and in many cases, it's very valuable to have a blood gas or an ISTAT, depending on what your institution terms it, specifically for, as aforementioned, the glucose and the sodium as well. You want to correct hypoglycemia and hyponatremia and or hypocalcemia as indicated. Those things will cause seizures that will not stop unless you fix them. But provided that that's not the cause, the first line therapy for status epilepticus are benzodiazepines. I've discussed this before in PEMBlog, my educational website, but if you have IV or IO access, you should give lorazepam, 0.1 milligram per kilogram, IV push over 2 minutes. The max dose in children is 4 milligrams. If you don't have IV access, you can give midazolam, aka Versed, intramuscular. And so for patients that are greater than 40 kilos, give them 10 milligrams. For patients that are 13 to 40 kilograms, give them 5 milligrams and dose 0.2 milligram per kilogram for patients that are less than 12 kilos. If the seizure stops, fantastic. Watch the patient closely, ensure adequate oxygenation and ventilation, manage their airway, and discuss further management, you know, in the emergency department or with neurology if the patient's followed by them. If the patient is still seizing after 5 minutes, and you have IV access, give a second benzo. If it's IV or IO, we'll then repeat lorazepam at the same dose as initial. If you don't have IV or IO access, well, start working on that. And again, give midazolam or Versed intramuscular. At this point, start to worry that it's going to be more difficult to stop the seizure. Now, if the patient has already received a dose of benzodiazepine at home, you know, rectally or intranasally, or buccally, or via EMS, then only give one dose of a benzodiazepine in the emergency department before proceeding to a second-line therapy. So again, for patients that are still seizing, 5 minutes after the second benzodiazepine, you're going to go to your next line or second line of therapy. And it's at this point where it becomes difficult to know which drug is actually the best. And there are ongoing randomized clinical trials to look at this issue. But if your institution is one that is not participating in what's called the ESETT, E-S-E-T-T trial, then you're going to want to pick one of the three following agents as second-line therapy. And remember that for most patients, I'll get to caveats in a minute, there is no current evidence that supports one over the other. First, you could do fosphenytoin, 20 milligrams of fosphenytoin equivalents per kilogram IV, the max is 1,500 milligrams, via IV infusion over 10 minutes. You could choose levetiracetam or Keppra, 60 milligram per kilogram IV, the max is 4,500 milligrams, and that's infused over 5 minutes, or valproate or Depakote, 40 milligrams per kilogram IV, max 3,000 milligrams via infusion over 10 minutes. So again, if you've given two doses of benzos, 5 minutes after the second benzo, the patient is still seizing, you can choose either fosphenytoin, Keppra, or Depakote. And in general, there is equipoise right now in the literature, and we really don't know which one is better. Some caveats. If the patient has Dravet syndrome or another sodium channelopathy, don't give them fosphenytoin. It's not going to work. Because valproate is associated with birth defects, we recommend a negative pregnancy test before giving it in adolescent females. And unless the patient has an allergy or the parent, caregiver, or provider says Keppra doesn't work for them, there are no contraindications to that agent. If the patient is on one of these drugs to begin with, more specifically Keppra or Depakote because these are likely to be prescribed in the community, well, then use that agent as the second-line therapy. At this point, if the patient is still seizing 10 minutes after the infusion is complete, then you're going to need to go to third-line therapy. And if you haven't already thought about it, this is when you're going to run into issues of respiratory decompensation and potentially hypotension. So you want to support the ABCs continually. Third-line therapy generally starts with bolus doses and then continuous infusions. One option is pentobarbital. Consider a 5 milligram per kilogram bolus, then a drip at 1 milligram per kilogram per hour IV infusion. And this is a really big deal. These patients are going to need intensive care unit level care and endotracheal intubation because pentobarbital and other drip agents often are very sedating and patients are going to need advanced airway and respiratory support. If you haven't already done so, strongly consider getting continual EEG monitoring set up. Obviously, this will have to be arranged by a neurologist, and so call them sooner rather than later, because an EEG doesn't just magically appear at the bedside, and most often it needs to be done in the ICU. So, in summary, for the management of status epilepticus, first-line therapy is IV, IO, intramuscular benzodiazepine. Other routes are viable as well, but in the emergency department, those three make the most sense and work very well. If they're still seizing in 5 minutes, give a second benzo. If they're still seizing 5 minutes after that, give one of the following three agents, fosphenytoin, Keppra, or Depakote. These infusions take time, and if the patient is still seizing after the infusion is complete, following 10 minutes of observation, then you go to a drip, most likely an agent like pentobarbital, at which point you'll need to control the airway and certainly have the patient admitted to the intensive care unit. Well, that's all for the management of status epilepticus. I'd be happy to continue the conversation online at PEMblog.com and on Twitter at PEMTweets. And again, this is Ben Brad Sobolewski for PEM Currents, the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Podcast. See you next time.